Welcome to A Beggar Who Found Bread. I'm your host, Brad. I'm a beggar, and I found bread, the bread of life, the Messiah, Yeshua of Nazareth. And my hope is to inform others of this bread and that they will fight to get to it. This episode, The Violence. You can credit American punk rockers Rise Against for the title to this episode. Their song, The Violence, is an anthem against how cruel we as humans can be to one another. The head of their first record label, Fat Mike, who's the lead vocalist for NoFX, he's the head of that record label, the record label Fat Wreck Records, and he suggested that they name the band the Jimmy Cracked Corns and I Don't Cares. Fortunately, they agreed upon Rise Against. Kind of think that was a wise move. The Jimmy Cracked Corns and I Don't Cares. All right, well, I guess there's kind of a punk feel to that. In any event, lead vocalist Tim McElrath was actually teased as a child for being heterochronic, if you can imagine such a thing. That means he has one brown eye and one blue eye, by the way. Kids can be so mean. All right, let's get after it, folks, because it's not about the music anyway. It's about the message, the violence. Taking a look at a statement and teaching of the Master, Yeshua the Messiah, from Matthew's Gospel. It's interesting because I've heard a few teachings on this passage, and I've heard it used in certain messages, topical sermons and so forth, and even recently within our fellowship, as we are studying through the book of Matthew together, we came across this passage and discussed our thoughts on it, and I've continued since that time just praying, processing, and digging more into this passage. The verse in question is Matthew chapter 11 and verse 12, which says, "From the days of John the Immerser until now, the kingdom of heaven is treated with violence, and the violent grasp hold of it." Now, I'm going to share a couple interpretations of this passage, and as always, I encourage you, please study to show yourselves approved of God. Dig in. Don't just take my word for it. Dig in, look at these matters, and discuss and study the scriptures as a whole. And yes, discuss amongst your family, friends, and fellowship. So in our discussion at our fellowship, we found some cross-reference scriptures, and I'm going to share those also. And the general idea of what we discussed was being that the Master is talking about people who do violence or doing violence or twisting scriptures. Ezekiel 22 and verse 26 says, "Her Kohanim, priests, have done violence to my Torah and have profaned my holy things. They have made no distinction between the holy and the profane, nor have they taught the difference between the unclean and the clean. They shut their eyes to my Shabbatot, so I am profaned among them." Now, I'm going to jump to Leviticus 10 and verse 10 here real quick, which says, I'll just tell you, it says that we are to distinguish between the holy and the profane. And so that connection with the Ezekiel 22 verse 26, the blurring of the lines can be seen as doing violence to the Torah, right? Calling what Hashem has deemed good, evil, and what he defines as evil, good. And we also see this in reference to the lack of honoring of the Shabbatot, or the Sabbaths. So you're also going to see in Malachi as well as Jeremiah, there are references to confusing or twisting the holy and the profane, or the clean and the unclean. These things are doing violence to the Torah. Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 4 says, "Her prophets are reckless, treacherous men. Her Kohanim have profaned what is holy. They do violence to Torah." And then there is also a witness from the Brit Hadashah, the New Testament writings, 2 Peter 3 and verse 16. Peter is writing about the Apostle Paul's teachings, and he states, "He speaks about these matters in all of his letters. Some things in them are hard to understand, which the ignorant and unstable twist, as they do also with the rest of the scriptures, to their own destruction." So in wrestling, twisting, and doing violence to the scriptures, this is clearly a problem which leads to destruction. Hashem detests this, the twisting of the truth, his Torah, taking things way, you know, out of context to use to build false doctrines and teachings. And so clearly, there is application to this understanding throughout Scripture of the doing violence to Hashem's Torah, the Torah of truth. Is that what Yeshua was talking about when he said, "From the days of John the Immerser until now, the kingdom of heaven is treated with violence, and the violent grasp hold of it"? So the challenge with cross-reference scriptures, particularly when they are in footnotes of a Bible, which many Bibles have that, they have footnotes with cross-referencing scriptures. The thing is, that is not in and of itself like scripture, okay? Like when they put those footnotes in there and have these cross-reference scriptures, it's not always a proof text of what is being said or connected to that particular passage of scripture. And they often will have similar words in them or support similar ideas, or the translator of that particular version of the Bible has preconceived ideas or doctrines, and so they put those footnotes in to support their preconceived ideas. Many doctrines are established by those who pick and choose verses void of context that have phrasing that supports their ideas, and then they go on a speaking tour or write a book backed by scripture. So we have to be careful when studying the word of Adonai. And as I said, I absolutely believe there is application to the concern of people doing violence to the Torah and the prophets, all of scripture. No question. Okay? I am not saying that that's not an issue at all. Scripture clearly defines that. However, doing my best Stephen A. Smith impersonation, however, I don't believe this is the point Yeshua is making in this statement in Matthew chapter 11. In real estate, the three most important things are location, location, location. In studying the scripture, the three most important things are context, context, context. So what is the context of the master's statement in Matthew 11? Well, he has been talking about John the Baptist, Yohanan the Immerser, if you like. John had sent one of his disciples. John, at this point, is in prison. And so he sent one of his disciples to get confirmation from Yeshua that he is, in fact, the promised one. Yeshua replied. He replies to this particular disciple. Yeshua replied, "Go report to John what you hear and see. The blind see and the lame walk. Those with za'arat, leprosy, are cleansed. And the deaf hear, and the dead are raised, and the poor have good news proclaimed to them. Blessed is the one who is not led to stumble because of me." He confirms in this statement, he confirms that he is in truth the promised Messiah of Scripture. Yeshua then goes on to discuss and explain John the Immerser's role. Now, as they were leaving, Yeshua began to talk to the crowd concerning John. What did you go out to the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? No. So what did you go out to see? A man dressed in finery? Look, those who wear finery are in the palaces of kings. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, even more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, "Behold, I send my messenger before you, who will prepare your way before you." Amen. I tell you, among those born of women, none has arisen greater than John the Immerser, yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Immerser until now, the kingdom of heaven is treated with violence, and the violent grasp hold of it. For all the prophets and the Torah prophesied until the time of John. And if you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears, let him hear. There are lots of interesting theological and perhaps doctrinal points in this passage, but staying on point regarding the context of verse 12, after extolling John for what he has done in this present world, we need to notice the master says, from the days of John the Immerser until now, the kingdom of heaven is treated with violence, and the violent grasp hold of it. Sorry, some versions say grasp it by force or take hold of it by force. And the violent grasp hold of it. Hold of what? The kingdom. So he is speaking of a, at that time, brief moment in time. This is from the days of John the Immerser, he says, until that present moment when Yeshua was speaking. Again, this was at that time a small window. John's ministry had essentially been halted at this point because he was imprisoned and soon to be executed. John was the herald of the Messiah. The Torah and all the prophets pointed to this time in history, pointing to the chosen one, the Messiah. And John has rightly identified and revealed by the Ruach Elohim the crowning gemstone, the capstone of the Jewish faith, the Messiah, Yeshua of Nazareth. So what do we know? What else do we know of John the Baptist? Because again, the Messiah is speaking in this what was at that time a very small window of time from the time of John the Baptist. So what do we know of John the Immerser or John the Baptist? There came a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light so that through him everyone might believe. He was not the light, but he came to bear witness concerning the light. The true light coming into the world gives light to every man. And then from Matthew. In those days, John the Immerser came proclaiming in the wilderness of Judea, "Turn away from your sins, for the kingdom of heaven is near." For he is the one Isaiah the prophet spoke about, saying, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of Adonai and make his paths straight." Now John wore clothing from camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then Jerusalem was going out to him, and all Judea and all the region around the Jordan, confessing their sins. They were being immersed by him in the Jordan River. So the masses were coming to John to be immersed for repentance, to turn from their sins. Repent, the kingdom is at hand. Now the number of people going to him caught the attention of the Pharisees and the scribes. They were concerned. The crowds that were assembling and gathering included all the diversity created by Hashem. Every race, skin color, language, socioeconomic background, you name it, they were there. And they were repenting. All of them eager to be reconciled to the Holy One, blessed be He. With the urgency of John's message, they responded, "Repent, the kingdom is at hand." The personification, or embodiment, if you will, of the coming kingdom did arrive at that time, Yeshua, the Messiah, providing a foretaste of the kingdom which will come on earth as it is in heaven. What I see in the statement of Yeshua regarding the kingdom suffering violence and the violent grasping hold of it is actually not in a negative, detrimental context or sense. It's not a sense of damage being done to the kingdom or even to the Torah. I believe the Master is speaking of the hunger of the people aggressively, violently, with urgency, seeking to grasp hold of the kingdom. Eager to repent, which we've discussed before, the Hebrew word being teshuva, which means to turn or return. So these people are eagerly desiring to return to the way of Hashem to gain a portion in the coming kingdom. This is what I believe to be the context of what the Master is saying in Matthew 11. And as I look at this and seeing it in this light, I have to ask myself, how hungry am I? How aggressively am I pursuing His way? Is there an urgent violence to my pursuit of the kingdom? Not the seeking of knowledge and some new thing, but the earnest fervor of desiring to know Hashem and His righteousness, that I would live a life reflective of one with a living relationship with El Elyon, God Most High. And then in that, am I conveying to others a sense of urgency to repent, to be reconciled to the Father through Yeshua the Messiah, because the kingdom is at hand? I'll simply say, as I turn the mirror of His word towards myself, I have work to do. Too many distractions, chasing too many rabbits down winding, endless, and meaningless trails. I must be about my Father's business. And I pray that I and we, the universal body of Messiah, would get violent in our pursuit of His kingdom, and that we would create a hunger and thirst in others that they would desire to aggressively take hold of the coming kingdom. The Messiah has already been identified. That's how close this coming kingdom is. And I honestly don't think that it was a coincidence that as I was preparing this episode, a couple of Jehovah's Witnesses came to my door. And I certainly don't agree with their theology. If you want to talk about people who have done violence to the scriptures, they're a group who has. But the point is, they're out doing work and witnessing. Now, I'm not 100% sure about the effectiveness of door knocking, going to door to door at this point, but I do know this: doing something is infinitely more than doing nothing. There is a lost and dying world that is starving for the truth, and many are out there spreading lies and deception, while the church, the body of Messiah, lays dormant, hoping people will come to them. We must go on the offensive. And it's even as the Master declared to Peter, "Upon this rock I will build my community, and the gates of Sheol, hell, the grave, will not prevail against it." The gates of hell, as many put it, will not prevail against the community, the church that is the church of the Messiah. Gates are not offensive weapons used to attack. They're defensive. They're there to prevent infiltration. They are there to protect those behind them. The point being, we are to be on the offensive, using the weapons of our warfare, which are mighty through Adonai. We are the aggressors for the kingdom of Elohim. So let's go out and give them heaven. Until next time, may the favor our Master Yeshua the Messiah found in the eyes of Hashem be upon you and your entire household. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, reign in your hearts and minds through the Messiah Yeshua. Please study to show yourselves approved of God. I thank you for your time. Grace and peace. Chen Shalom.